For this lesson, I'd like to invite you to lie down. Sometimes the best way to change your relationship with your skeleton is to change your orientation. This mini lesson can help relieve some of the pressure we experience from sitting too long. If lying down is not an option right now, try one of the other lessons available on this site. This lesson doesn't take up much space, just enough for your body to be stretched out with your legs long. So lie on your back, and if it's comfortable, stretch out your legs. If this is too much pressure on your back, you can always bend your knees. Can you sense the shape of your spine? How much of it touches the floor? Can you feel movement in your back as you breathe? Is it comfortable? Now, bend your knees and place your feet standing on the floor. Place them about hip-width apart. Interlace your fingers and cradle the back of your head in the palm of your hands. Fold your elbows up in the direction of the ceiling or close to your face, and using your arms, begin raising your head as if you want to look between your legs. And then lower your head. Make sure you allow your head to come all the way down to rest. Repeat this movement several times. Notice your breath. Can you raise your head on an exhale? In other words, take a breath in, and as the head comes up, exhale. Does anything else move besides your head? Notice if you're working harder than you need to. Feldenkrais lessons are designed to work better if you do less rather than more. Stop doing the movement, lengthen your legs, put your arms by your side, and rest. Notice how you feel as you're resting. Bend your knees again, putting your feet standing on the floor. Bring your right knee up in the air so that it is bent over your chest. Hold on to your right knee with your right hand. Put your left hand under your head. This time, as you raise your head, can you bring your left elbow toward your right knee and your right knee toward your left elbow? Notice I said toward. Don't try to touch. Instead, can you be lazy with your body, but big in your awareness? Try this movement several times. Each time you raise your head, exhale. Take your time. Let this movement go, stretch out your legs, and rest. Notice if one side of you feels different from the other. Where do you feel the changes? Maybe you feel something different in a part. Try the same thing on the other side now. Bend your left leg, hold on to it with your left hand. Put your right hand behind your head and begin folding your right elbow and left knee toward each other and away. Try this movement several times. Make sure you let your head come all the way down each time. Can you sense your skeleton? Maybe you feel something in your spine, your ribs, your neck, your shoulders. Let your awareness travel as you do this movement. And rest. Notice how much of your back is touching the floor now. If that's all the time you have, you can finish the lesson here. If you have a few more moments, let's add one more exploration. Interlace your fingers again and place them behind your head. This time, bring both knees over your chest. And as you raise your head, using your arms, can you bring both elbows and both knees toward each other, and then bring your head back down? You don't have to put your feet on the floor. Leave your knees up over your chest. Just let them be loose. Try this movement several times. As you raise your head, exhale. And as you lower your head, inhale. Enjoy the feeling of the space you're creating between your vertebrae. As you create the space in the back of you, your spine will lengthen and you'll feel more comfortable when you go back to sitting at your desk. As you exhale, let your belly sink downward towards the back of your spine. Let this movement go. Stretch out your legs. Put your arms by your side and rest. Take a moment in resting to notice how much of your spine is touching the floor now. Notice your breathing. In order to come up to sitting, roll to one side instead of popping up. And from there, come slowly to standing. Before going back to work, take a little walk. You can walk around your office, out to another room, or even step outside. Notice how you feel. End of lesson.